I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 21st, 2015, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lucy?
Here.
Mr. Bishop?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you to our City Council meeting. We have a couple scouts here from St. Joe's and a dad. They're going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance in just a minute. And we have a couple of new residents here from Garden Park. Welcome to our City Council chambers. And the new reporter from The Advantage, Marissa. Welcome, all of you, and I welcome you to, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance this evening, led by two scouts from Troop D at St. Joseph Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda tonight. All I'm going to do is add on as F, information item that was in your packets concerning our emergency alert system that's now online through Lucas County. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if this needs to formally be added to the agenda, but I just want to make sure the council members know the photo date.
Well, why don't we just say right now? Where I don't have to write it down.
February 5th, there was an email that went out that we're going to do a photo of council members and administrative members.
And you're changing it to the 5th?
No,
rather than
the 2nd. Isn't it the 2nd? I'm sorry.
2nd.
It's February 2nd.
Week from Monday at 7 o'clock prior to our next council meeting on the 2nd. Monday
correct.
The 2nd.
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Got it. Thank you.
Sure.
Other members of City Council, additions to the agenda? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, that was easy. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as just a little agended by me?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on January the 5th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the January 5th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second. So moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from January 5th, 2015 be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5. Is a recommendation back from the Municipal Planning Commission concerning zoning amendment application ZA4-2014. That is actually the city's application for property behind the court and behind on the other side of the railroad tracks from us. The Municipal Planning Commission did meet last Wednesday evening in these chambers and made a recommendation to approve that or to recommend approval of that zoning change. Because it is a zoning change, City Council needs to set a public hearing date, and the clerk tells me that the earliest date is March 2nd, 2015. Mr. Hanem, any comments, or can you make the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we set a public hearing on zoning amendment application ZA-4-2014 on March 2nd at 7:15.
I bet that'll. Well, I don't know.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? At 7 o'clock.
There a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to set hearing date for zoning application ZA4-2014 for Monday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. We will advertise in the paper and send out notices to adjacent neighbors. Agenda item 6 is mower purchase trade-in. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As
part of this year's budget, a new mower for our Parks and Forestry Department was included in that budget. We retained pricing from Buckanabi Equipment Company, and that new mower is quoted at $12,850. They offered us $3,500 for a trade-in value for our existing mower. We believe that to be a fair price, a good price, and we would recommend accepting that as a trade-in and disposing of that existing mower. That'll leave us with a net cost for the new mower of $9,350, and we recommend proceeding.
Hey, this is a mower used by our Parks Department for mowing of city property?
Correct.
All right.
And Mayor, if I might add, the reason we're bringing this to you is because we're disposing of existing piece of equipment through the trade-in, so we bring it to council.
But it's a budgeted item otherwise?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Any questions? Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2-2015.
All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Buck and Nobby Equipment Company Incorporated for the furnishing of one new Grasshopper 725 DT lawnmower with trade-in for the Department of Public Services in the amount of $9,350. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 2-2015 be read by title only and the second and third reading be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 2-2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 2-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 2-2015 is approved. We only have one more ordinance tonight, so I'm going to quickly explain to the scouts why we had two motions on that. Our city charter requires us to read all ordinances in their entirety three times. But everybody can have access to them now on the internet, or we have Xerox copies of it, so we can take the first motion to waive the second and third readings and read by title only. So that's how we get out of that. And then the second motion, we can pass ordinances as an emergency measure with a supermajority of council, 5 votes or more. And most ordinances are passed that way in one night rather than coming back for a second and a third passage in the future. There are a few ordinances, a few things we have to do in three readings and three votes. But most things we can do as an emergency, most things like this, which are not controversial, we can do in one night. You can listen to the motions here on this next one. We are up to agenda item 7, which is the Arborway Sewer Project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The project is complete. The sanitary sewer is installed. The street is reconstructed and seating is in place. And we got a pretty decent growth on it in the fall before the weather hit. So hopefully springtime it'll be nice and green once it opens up. The total cost of the project was $266,346.94. That cost included the cost of widening the pavement from 18 feet to 24 feet. And there was concern and discussion on how that portion of the project was to be funded. That cost basically added $59,122 onto the cost of the project. And what this, the information before you proposes is that we split that cost, that the city bear half the cost and the other half of that cost be assessed towards the project. That would leave us with a cost of $236,785.94 that would be assessed to the property owners. And there are 23 property owners that this project gets split among. And so that would leave us with a per unit or per home assessment of $10,295.04. The original, the tentative assessment that we had on this project was $13,020, round numbers. It was 13,020 change. And so that brings us, we're actually almost 21%, a little over 20% less than what the tentative assessment amount was on that project. So this, if council approves this assessment as proposed, we'll send notices to the property owners. We'll actually give them plenty of time. We're going to give them through May 31st to pay all or a portion of this assessment. And then anything that's not paid at that point will then go on their tax duplicate for a 20-year period at an interest rate of 2%. And all of that will be explained in the letters that the property owners receive and what that would mean if they decided to finance it and things like that. So, but we would recommend moving forward with the assessment. And the project was a good project. It not really any major hang-ups or problems, and a fairly clean one. So it went well.
And this is a petitioned project. The residents came to us. I don't recall the percentage, but it was most of the residents came to us and wanted us to proceed with this project.
Correct.
And what is the obligation of the residents? Are they obligated to tie into the sanitary sewer now, or can they wait?
They our ordinances requires connection within 6 months of completion. That'll actually be midwinter here, so we'll allow people to wait till the weather is a little more cooperative. But actually, we have all but five of the residences have connected already. So we only have five of them left to connect.
All right.
And Mr. Mayor, just remind us all that this was an annexation that came to us specifically for the purpose of adding this sewer.
We needed the sewer, and as city residents, the connection fees are less. So there was a reason to do that. This is a project for the Utilities Committee Chairman to recommend. However, Mr. Mishka, I want to let you know that I don't ever recall a city councilman having to do an assessment ordinance as their first ordinance. Right. So congratulations. All right.
I got a quick question. Is the cost, the 59 that's split halfway, if I look at the assessment cost, that's in the construction line item, right? Because I didn't see a cost there that showed that. So it's just bundled into that.
Correct.
Okay. I just didn't add up until I figured it was in there. Okay. Thanks. Good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 3-2015. An ordinance levying special assessments for the improvement of Arbor Way between Silvertown Drive and Whiteford Road by installing 8-inch sanitary sewer lines, widening the pavement, installing a new surface course of asphalt, together with the necessary appurtenances thereto, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 3-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 3-2015.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 3-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 3-2015 is approved. Thank you. We're on to agenda item 8. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time from committee chairman? Hearing none, are there any items for committee referral? Hearing none, let's go down to the informational items, and I draw your attention to information item A. You can see that the year-end report for the income tax receipts for the city is lower than anticipated. It's only 0.34% up. December was not a good month. However, 2013 was a better year. We were up 4 or 5%. So we did stay with those increases from the previous year and a little bit more. We're going to, again this year, be watching our tax receipts very closely and see if we have to make any adjustments to the budget through the course of the year. We did There is an interesting item in E. That's an annual report that the police chief gives to us. I don't know if any of you have any questions about that, but it has to do with four different funds that the chief manages, law enforcement funds. Oftentimes they are funds that come in from drug violations. Chief, I don't know if you want to give us the 30-second version or not, but you have the numbers here. It's required. He and I both had to sign off on a report on this last week, and we give them to you for your information.
Well, you know, basically we have, as Mayor stated, we have three drug accounts that we put funds into that we seize from either drug arrests out there, other forfeitures, such as bond back cars that we seize, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm required to report on funds to you guys. And we, years ago, we used to have what's called this 229. It's a federal equitable sharing fund. We used to have a officer assigned to DA task force. And by being assigned to that task force, you share some funds that are seized. And at the time, it used to be, I think the split was 10%, just being on that task force. So that's what that 2.9 account, that's the one that we have the most money. And there are certain requirements on how we, and what we spend the money on. So.
Thank you, Chief. And then F, the added item for the emergency alerts. We are now up and running. There was in your council packets, there was a notice of that. And I signed up for it a week ago last Tuesday. It's a very interesting sign up. I recommend you all do it. You have the opportunity to select what emergencies you'd like to be notified on. You'll also be notified of any county emergencies like tornadoes and things like that. And I also signed up for township alerts as well to be made aware of any road closings or utility problems in the township. I was copied on an email this afternoon from Matt Kraus at Lucas County informing us that already over 270 people have signed up and he expects we'll break the 300 mark by tomorrow. So it's up and running. They were in last week and we staff took training on it, how to post those alerts, and I'm glad to be a part of it. That brings us to the end of our agenda, and if there's no additional business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, February the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.